hello and welcome to Misha Jade Holistic Spiritual Therapies. If you would like to learn how to support yourself through challenges and hardship, how to trust yourself on a deeper level, express your needs, desires, and boundaries confidently, learn how to have more supportive habits or rituals that really support the life experiences that you have, to be able to deepen your current relationships, and how to create new, healthy, respectful relationships in your life. This is the perfect podcast for you. And I also offer one-on-one sessions working together over 6 weeks. So if that sounds like you as well, please reach out to me. And I really hope you enjoy today's episode. Much love. Do you ever experience your mind and your actions not matching? So like your mind is wanting to do things that you crave and you get excited about and feel good, but then your actions don't match it. Your actions tell a different story. They either don't match the desire. Maybe you really want to do something and you're telling yourself in your mind you really want to do it, but then your action is lacking motivation. You're lacking the tools, the techniques. Well, today's episode, I'm going to be discussing the true impact of your voice and some tips and techniques for how you can learn what has influenced and contributed to how you use your voice and the thoughts and beliefs that you have, so that you're able to gain the necessary awareness for what in your life is yours, so your beliefs, and what is valuable for you to release, and what your beliefs are or the thoughts that you have that are actually belong to someone else. So I just want to first by asking you to just take a few moments to ground into your body so that you're really able to receive the messages in this episode. So just take a few moments to just settle into your body. Just connect to your breath. And allow your body to reset and let go of anything that's been on your mind, anything that's been bothering you. And know that you are safe in your body and you're worthy to live a life that is abundant and fulfilled with happiness and financial security and love and passion and excitement. So when you're able to listen to your own voice and your own soul, so many areas of your life will start to evolve. Because when we listen to the noise of the world and the noise external to ourselves, it creates a cluttered mind because it's hard to decipher which is our beliefs and what are our thoughts and what is in our best interest and what belongs to other people outside of us. So what has influenced and impacted your voice? So if you have a think about how you talk to yourself, how you talk about yourself, what you say about yourself when you're describing yourself to other people or what you've done or certain moments in your life, how would you describe it? And think about people in your past who may have influenced you and what has impacted your voice. Are you confident? Do you retreat? Do you express yourself? Do you not feel safe to express yourself? Are you critical of everything you do in your life? By you gaining understanding and awareness for what has contributed to how you use your voice and how and the thoughts that you have, that is how you're going to start changing and evolving your life experiences to be more supportive of the life that you want. And how specific words that you use can either support or hinder you in your life. And they can be really tiny tweaks, just little tweaks that maybe just instead of using one word that's not supporting what you actually want your outcome to be, but there's another word that is more supportive of that. And I want you to learn how you can gain that self-awareness so that you're able to change and put in some supportive tools and techniques to support that change, for you to match your thoughts and your feelings about yourself and your life to the actions that you then choose to support that holistic well-being of that connection of your thoughts and your actions and your life experiences. So a little mantra, if you want to grab a pen on paper or even just write it in your notes on your phone, you can pause this episode so that you have time to write it down, is the more value I find within my voice, the more I understand how to use my voice effectively, which allows space to feel more happiness within and with my outer world. My voice is worthy to be expressed and heard. So what has influenced and impacted your voice? So if you look back at your history, for you to, like, you know, your history of your life, for you to exist in this world as you, you needed a biological father and a biological mother. And then through them, obviously you would have had biological grandparents and so on and so forth. And when your biological mother and your biological father, they connect, and you are the result of that connection. So when you're growing up, you have whatever experiences were around you when you were born, whether that be if you had both your biological parents, whether that be you were adopted, whether if you were in foster care or you're with a grandparent or you're with an older sibling or cousin. So whoever it is that became your main carer in your life is going to play the biggest influence and impact of your voice. And it's also how you connect to your voice, how you feel safe with your voice and expressing yourself. And it's also going to have an impact of the thoughts that you have and the beliefs that you have, the opinions and mannerism, how your self-worth and where you fit in your family dynamic or the people that are closest to you as you're growing up and the world around you as well. And what is expected of you? What are the expectations that are put on you as a little baby and a little child for how you show up in that environment and your world? And all of that, as you're growing up and learning, is going to be influenced and impacted by what experiences you have and the scenarios that you, or the challenges you may face, and the presence of the people around you. And it's how they treat you and also how they treat others, because you're witnessing the interactions of the relationships and the dynamics. And if there's respect, if there's trust, if there's abuse, if there's a safety to be who you are and express who you are and have your voice and a say and feel empowered to be who you are, who you truly are, and who you are truly meant to be in this world. It's also the finances, what words are used to in connection with finances and money. And living, the living expectations of how you look after yourself. Any pain or trauma that was experienced in the generations before you that are still impacting, influencing the people that are around you. And what is accepted or normalized? Is it accepted that when you're stressed and anxious, or when you're overwhelmed, or when you're angry, you turn to alcohol? Is that just something that everyone accept in the people around you? And is it normalized? Is that just a normal thing? Everyone just does that. So when you think about your early years of life and the people that impacted and influenced you, what comes up for you? And is there any new awareness for you when you think about it? Is there any aha moments of, oh, yes, I can see that my granddad and my dad and my brother or the men in my family, the expectation and what was normalized was they went to work, they came home, they did nothing, and the females in the family had to do everything. They're the ones, the cooking, the cleaning, the raising of the children. Was it normalized that your dad did everything and your mum got to do whatever they wanted, go shopping, get their nails done, get their hair done? And then when you're starting to gain the awareness of all of that influence of you, you now get to be informed and then make the choice for how you want to now navigate your life, what you want to think in relation to how you live your life, the beliefs that you want to choose to have, how you want to choose to associate yourself with your finances and your money, your relationships, how you interact and communicate with people. And as you're starting to understand the influences and what's influenced you and your experiences, and you start to piece together and connect, you know, what all of that the influences that have impacted your life, you now like get to choose what's in your best interest and what's not. What is in your life is hindering your life experiences? And you get to now choose what you want to change. Because without awareness and understanding to be informed, you're not going to be aware of how to change the things that you don't want to be experiencing in your life. And your words are spells. I've mentioned it in one of my earliest podcasts. It's actually my most popular podcast. And the power of your thoughts and your words over you and your life is, if you can master how to create a supportive connections between your words in your mind, your thoughts, the words that you have in your mind, the words that you express and the words that you think of when in relation to yourself and your life, if you're able to master how to use them in a supportive way for yourself, you will see the changes ripple effect through your whole life. So another thing, if you still have your pen or if you want to write down in your notes on your phone or in your journal, a question to ask yourself to start gaining the self-awareness is, ask yourself what words that come to mind if you were just to describe yourself or your life or your relationships. Oh, sorry, my throat's got a little tickle in it. So what words come to mind? If you were to say, how would I describe myself? Would you say that you're happy? Would you say that you are excited? Would you describe yourself as being full of life? What things come to mind to describe you, and then describe your life and describe your relationships? And then have a really good look at all the words that you've used to describe those three areas of your what make you you and your experiences, and analyze it. Are these words supporting the way that you want to live? Are these words supporting you and your emotional well-being? Do you connect with these words to be the words that you would want to be reminded of constantly, of who you are and how your life is and how you want to experience your life? And if there's any words in there that are harming to you, words that you don't feel happy with when you look at them, they don't fill you with excitement and joy, then those words that you're using to describe yourself, your life, your relationships, if you continue to hold on to those words now that you can visually see them, and every time that you are unconsciously thinking of them, or they're coming through in your thoughts or your expression through your words, you're reaffirming that. You're reaffirming that you don't like yourself, or you don't like your life, or you have no money. Like, that's, you're constantly reaffirming it. So to make changes in your life, you need to change what those words are that you associate with in those certain areas of your life. And if you, when you're so focused and committed to those thoughts, those words that you use to describe yourself, your life, your relationships, what will happen is you're almost blinded. You almost cannot see anything different. And you're not allowing other experiences to show up for you, because you wouldn't even be able to see it because you're so focused on the unsupportive words, or the words that you don't want your life to be like, but you're telling yourself that's what it is. So an example to hopefully help make this process easier to understand is, if you describe your relationships as unsupportive, painful, no one's there for you, you're alone, and you constantly tell yourself that, then any time that somebody shows up into your life that is actually supporting you, you will be almost blinded to see that they're actually supporting you, because you're so focused and belief, your core belief of it is that no one supports you, no one's there for you. So even though you have support around you, you're so focused on seeing that and believing that there is no support there for you. So if you want to start changing and feel more supported in your life, it's important that you first begin to change the words that you associate it, and find where in your life you do feel supported, even if it's just a stranger helping you with your groceries, or someone offering to buy you a coffee, or something, you know, those little simple random moments through our lives. And when you see it, make a big deal about it in your mind and in your head and your words. Go, wow, I feel so supported by the universe because I just found $2 on the ground. Like, even that simple as that, you find a little bit of money, a few coins on the ground. And so you almost emotionally connect to it in a good way. So you see, you know, $2 on the ground, and you say, wow, the universe supports me so much. It's gifting me $2. This is going to go towards my coffee. I feel so supported right now. Like, it may sound silly and funny, but in time, then you're retraining your brain and your emotional state to be aware of those little things, that then you'll be open to receive it in larger ways in your relationships with yourself, just by acknowledging those little things and catching yourself when you decide to decline it too. Because people can support us, but because we're so focused on believing that we don't feel supported, that we then reject the support when it's there. So I'm going to finish with asking you a question. And this is another question that you can use in your journal prompts, or you can meditate on. And that question is, how can I support myself deeper with the words that I use to describe myself? And really sit with that. So, sorry, I need some water. So really sit with that and write it down. Have a visualization of it. Put it up on your wall or your mirror or on your phone wallpaper, somewhere where you can see it regularly. The words that you can choose to associate and describe and connect to, so that you can have a better connection and relationship with the words that you use to support yourself in a healthier, loving way. And as always, I appreciate you so much for being here and listening to me ramble on. And I hope that you've learnt and gained some new awareness and some new connection with the voice and the words that you use. If you feel like you would like to write me a review or send me a message of what you have gained or new awareness, I appreciate it. And I appreciate you being here and connecting in this space with me. It really truly means so much. And reading reviews and your feedback just means the absolute world to me. And if you have any other questions, I'm on Instagram. I also have started a YouTube channel as well to go and support that visual way of learning and understanding what I share and I teach. And yeah, if there's anything that you would like extra support or guidance on, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm always happy to connect and support you. I also offer 30 minutes free chat as well. So there's plenty of ways that you can connect and we can connect together and get you into a space of loving your life and learning the tools and techniques that are really going to support you in being able to trust yourself and have that self-awareness and connection to really create the life that you love and feel happy in and feel a deep connection to yourself. Much love, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really deeply appreciate you. If you enjoyed what you heard and it resonated with you, I'd really appreciate it if you were able to share my podcast with those that you care about and that would also benefit from the topics that I share and discuss in my podcast. If you're not already, I am on social media, on pretty much all the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Instagram is the main place and space that I communicate with you and share content. So please check out the link in my bio and come connect with me. Send me a message. I'd love to hear your feedback. I'd love to read your reviews of how you experience and have enjoyed these podcasts and the episodes and the topics that I discuss. And I look forward to hearing from you and reading your review soon.